One question from Achim Ben Sion today, which actually is a phenomenal chiddush that he comes out with. So we all know the mitzvah min ha-muvhar that Shulchan Aruch talks about in Siman Nun Chet, that praying the Amidah at sunrise. By praying the Amidah at sunrise, that would mandate that you say the Kiryat Shema a few minutes before sunrise. So you can say the Yatziv Nachon, and then Ezrat Abotenu, Ga'al Yisrael, and bingo, you hit the sunrise. So it's assumed that the real Inyan is to say the Amidah with the sun coming up. And Derech Agav, which means as a, by the way to get there, Kiryat Shema should be said a few minutes before sunrise. So Hakam Ben Sion has a question over here. I don't say the Krot Kiryat Shema Kebatikin. He wants to read Shema before sunrise. V'chen, ha-chvashet shi'avor zman Kiryat Shema, ha'im yachod ekor Kiryat Shema b'lo tefilin. So he says, Tov neshtadel lekro Kiryat Shema b'chod yom kebatikin. Interesting, hadush. I want to try to pray Kiryat Shema every day at Batikin. Dehainu, ligmor Kiryata lefnei ha-netzahama. Now, on the note over here, what's the inyan to pray Kiryat Shema every day? Nechdeko mefarshin, ima shebatikim ikdimo Kiryat Shema nefnei netzahama ura kedeh lesmo geula letfila. If that's the reason, so then it really is an Amidah issue. To get the Amidah next. Bekavanatam hayta letpalel leman netz. But mitzad chayuv Kiryat Shema, there might not be a chayuv to read it before netz. Or, shegam mishum chovat Kiryat Shema. Maybe there's something about Kiryat Shema that should be read at that time. Ve'ne'eh b'shulchan aruch ha-gaon b'zalma. Ve'od b'kaf ha-chayim. Of course, the nafka mina will be, im ro'eh shi'e zman katsar ad netzah hama. Let's say there's a few minutes before netz. He knows he's not praying netz with the Amidah. So the nafkeinam will be, should he read Shema anyway? If it's an Amidah issue, so you're not praying the Amidah anyway at netz, so you don't have to worry about Shema. But if you say it's a Shema issue, even if you're not planning on praying the Amidah at netz, you should read the Shema. So he says over here, v'nir'eh shedat harambam kisparah sheniyah. Which is what Shalek Katav Ve'ezu Zmanah Bayom Mitzvata Shiyatchem Lekrot HaNetzach Hama Kede Shiyigmol Lekrot Ulbarech Berakha Arunim HaNetzach Hama. So it sounds like from Rambam it's inyan of the of to get you to the Amidah. Or maybe not. But she says Mashu de Rambam. Yeah, from the Rambam's Lashon again. ואיזו היא זמנה ביום? What's the זמן of Shema? מצפתה שיתחיל לקרות קודם הנצח המה. From the Rambam, it sounds like it's a din in Shema. And therefore he comes along and says, ורק בדיעבר אפשר לקרותה לאחר הנצח המה. וכן כתב הגרא. ולכן, אני איזה חידוש של חכם בן ציון, יש להשתדל לקרותה בכל אופן קודם הנצח. Any day you should try to read before that. Betov chikra'ena besamuk lanetz mamash. Av she'enu sumir kodah letfila. So that's a, that comes out of big hadush because a lot of times we're up at netz. It's just we're doing other things. We have a shi'ur and so on and so forth. And then we pray shalit afterwards. Sounds like according to Achim Ben Sion, it would be a problem. Yes, he said he doesn't care about the tefillin. It's more important to say the Shema. So it come out that according to the Chacham, that one should really interrupt his activity in order to say the Kiryat Shema, the Tehila, according to those opinions, before the Netzach Hama. It seems that they asked this to Hakam David as well, and he concurred. So it seems that that's the opinion that prevails. Again, that's a lifestyle change over there. Now that you have to read the Kiryat Shema, the Tehila before Netzach, but nonetheless, that's what it seems the right thing to do is.